This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Welcome back my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone who's watching to our daily series of lifestyle. Our lifestyle as believers. What does this lifestyle look like? What are the concepts and the teachings of Islam that we wanted to revive and bring back to our daily lives, inshallah ta'ala? And today's lifestyle is called al-haya, or as loosely translated, bashfulness, or some people translate it as modesty. But actually the word al-haya is way broader than that. But before we get started, inshallah, if you're watching, whether on Wael Ibrahim Facebook page, Connect Institute Global or Connect Institute Karachi or Live Deen Facebook pages, kindly share the video with your circles so that we can, inshallah, together share the rewards. Remember, this is the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and mashallah, tabarakallah, the good actions will be multiplied in Ramadan in general, let alone the last 10 nights, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all, and may Allah prolong our lives until we witness and obtain and gain the reward of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Today I wanted to start with a beautiful narration just to show the importance of this beautiful concept, Al-Haya. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Haya'u min al-Iman, wal-Imanu fil Jannah, wal-Bada'u min al-Jafa'. وَالْجَفَاءُ فِي النَّارِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, Haya, or bashfulness, stems or springs from Iman. So there is no one without, you know, there is no one without Iman who does not have Haya, subhanAllah. So if you have the Iman, immediately Haya will springs from that beautiful Iman, from that ground faith that is rooted deep in your heart. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying that haya comes from iman, and iman has no space but Jannah. Iman is in Jannah, the Prophet ﷺ literally stated. And he said, he continues, and he said, obscenity is from rudeness, and rudeness is in the fire. Walayyadu billahi. So my brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us something very, very important here, that the opposite of haya is rudeness. When you are rude to others, when you display rude qualities, whether in public or in secret or online or on site or towards your parents, towards your friends, towards your colleagues, once you display that rude attitude, be careful, you are at the verge of hellfire, wa'ayyadu billah. So here we are told that be careful. Haya is something that is of high qualities when it comes to behaviors and manners and attitudes. Be absolutely vigilant. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Iman bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iman consists of 70 plus or 73 plus of branches, 73 or 70 branches, and al-haya is one of them." So the Prophet ﷺ did not list all the branches of faith, but he singled out and he named haya to show you the importance of such a manner. Now, haya is defined as follows. And this is something very important also, because many people think that haya means shyness. I'm shy, I'm a very passive person, but that's actually untrue. Shyness on its own is a negative quality. Because shyness means a person does not take the necessary action, even though he is capable of such actions. He's unable to speak, although he has the knowledge. He's unable to present something beneficial to the community, although he is capable of doing so. That's passiveness, and that is something negative, of course. But bashfulness or haya is something broader than that. So what it means? It means the feeling of shame in your heart and uneasiness in one's heart and mind about doing something that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Is this haya? Yes, absolutely this haya. So haya, remember this, haya and taqwa are very closely related. Haya and istiqama are very closely related. We'll go in depth, inshallah, about the definition. But this is something very important. If you did not watch the episode of taqwa and istiqama, please scroll down in those pages that we mentioned earlier or visit the Aware Academy YouTube channel for the entire program, inshallah ta'ala. But this is the importance of haya, that it does not mean just shyness. It means feeling of shame deep inside your heart and discomfort, uneasiness about doing anything which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was said that haya contains to be someone of haya towards Allah, to be someone of haya towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards others and so on. But they said towards Allah in particular, it was said that you should be mindful of your head and what it contains, meaning your thought patterns. Your thoughts, if you do not control them, they will lead you to behaviors. And if these thoughts are negatives, the behavior too will follow and become negative. So they say haya is to be mindful of what's in your head and mindful of what's in your stomach. You know, what's in your, to be mindful of the stomach and what it includes. Now the stomach here, or al-wi'a, it could mean the belly itself, the stomach, where you drop food in, and or your heart, the emotion patterns that we go through, or the intelligence, because the heart doesn't mean just emotions and love and stuff like that. It also means the intelligence. Yeah, our thought patterns as well. It is very, very connected to our mind. But more importantly is what we eat. That leads also to behavior. They said it is you what you eat. That's why we are given Ramadan, one whole month training to abstain from food and drinks from the dawn to sunset. Why? To become self-disciplined person. And number three, to remember death and the trials in the grave. This is too part of your haya towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to desire the hereafter and to abandon the glittery life or the world that we are living in. And that doesn't mean we neglect it in the manner that we don't do anything about our dunya, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَنْصَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't ever forget the portion that is being provided for you in this dunya. Rather, it means that the main focus should be the hereafter, and this dunya should be a vehicle that will deliver us, inshallah, safely to Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Also, part of the definition of the word haya is that it is derived from another word, and that word called haya. Haya means life, subhanAllah. And our scholars said, just as rain is called life because it gives water to all creatures to survive, haya too, the person without haya is like a dead person. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is one of the most important qualities that you must adopt as part of your lifestyle. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, he said, the person who has little haya, so he's still having haya in his heart, but it's a little bit of it, which means what? Which means we need a lot of it, subhanAllah. So he said, the person who have little haya, have little fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are not shy, or if you're not shameful of doing what is wrong, then you will have no fear of consequences. And the one who have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart has died already. So be careful. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another narration, he said, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. If you do not have that feeling of haya in your heart, shame about doing the wrong in front of Allah, knowing that Allah is overwatching you, then you can do whatever you want, whatever you pleases. This is very, very, very serious, of course. So the scholars also told us that haya is the characteristics that differentiate between human beings and animals. Allahu Akbar. So animals does not have the same feelings that we go through. You may see dogs and cats on the streets, you know, mating each other in public. Why? Because they don't have that sense of haya. And that's why when you start behaving in the same manner, walayadu billah, it means what? That haya has been taken away from your heart. May Allah protect us all. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every religion, every way of life has its distinct characteristic. And the distinct characteristics of Islam is haya. Allahu Akbar. Look how important this concept as a way of life and a lifestyle for the believers. Now, as I mentioned earlier, haya and shyness are completely different. To be shy is to be hesitant. To be shy is to be worried to face certain situations or some people. Maybe some people who are more learned than you, so you are afraid to face them. Although you have knowledge, but you are worried about that. When you are placed under the spot, you get a little bit, butterfly, funny feelings, fear in your heart. So you don't do what you've been prepared to do. And shyness usually is a natural consequences of that particular fear or weak personality. So it's actually a negative thing for Muslims. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said something very important. She said, Rahim Allahu Nisa al Madina. She said, may Allah have mercy on the people of Medina. Their shyness, which means what? They were also shy. Their shyness did not prevent them from understanding the religion. They used to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they will start the conversation by saying, Inna Allah la yastahi min al haqq. Allah does not feel shy from the truth. And then they will ask about very sensitive topics like wet dreams, like discharge of pleasure during, you know, dreams, during sleeping. And they will ask these questions in public, meaning in front of the Prophet ﷺ, his wives, and the people who were in the presence of the Prophet ﷺ. They will not feel shy to ask questions that will provide them with the necessary knowledge to practice the deen. So there is a huge difference between being shy, a passive person, and absolutely a person of haya who feel ashamed of himself in public or in secret to do anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ibn Majah, it is reported that when Allah wants to perish a nation, He removes haya from them. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Again, this is in conformity with the hadith that we mentioned earlier. If you are not having haya, you can do whatever you want. And once haya is removed from that person, you will find him nothing but detestable. People will start hating that person. And once he became detestable, honesty is removed from him. Honesty, transparency, truthfulness is removed from them. And once honesty is removed from them, you will find him nothing but a traitor. He has no dear. Once you find him nothing but a traitor, mercy will be removed from him. Once mercy is removed from him, you will find him nothing but a damned and a cursed person. May Allah protect us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Look, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Yusuf alayhi salam, one of the people who symbolizes haya, subhanAllah. He was a very young man. He was at the peak of his younger years, youth, right? Number two, he was given half of the beauty of this universe. I want you to jot down these notes to understand the challenge that Yusuf alayhi salam went through. And because of his haya, he was protected. Because of the level of haya he has in his heart and how shameful he would have felt if he followed his desires. So you can understand. So number one, he was too young in the peak of his youth. Number two, he was given half of the beauty of the universe. So everyone is after him. Number three, he didn't know when was he going to get married. He didn't know. He didn't have a plan. Number four, he was stranger. He was in a strange land. So even if you do zina, walayadu billah, may Allah protect us all. He was in Egypt and he was not from this land. So nobody really knew where was his background, and so on and so forth. Number five, he was a slave, meaning he must obey his master at that time, right? Number six, he was seduced by one of the most beautiful ladies in town. He was actually seduced. He, you know, she went into that room and she brought him, she dragged him in and she locked the doors from inside, from outside. She brought guards, she put the guards outside. She ordered them not to allow anyone to come in, not to allow anyone to exit. Can you imagine? And she was there, number seven, she was there with him day and night. She was, you know, like he acting like his mother, right? Number eight, she was a very powerful lady. So everyone rich. So everyone would follow her, you know, would follow her, her lead. Meaning that if she said something bad about Yusuf alayhi salam, they would believe her because she was very, very powerful lady. Number 10, she threatened him to send him to jail. Either you do the haram or you will be in jail. Allah said in the Quran about Yusuf alayhi salam, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. SubhanAllah, the language in Surah Yusuf is just beyond any thoughts or any imagination, that she was the one to seduce him. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, and she secured all the doors. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ, and she told him, come, I'm all yours. Look at this, a very free invitation for a young man, very handsome, subhanAllah. Very handsome. And that's why, subhanAllah al-Azim, when she called the women of the Medina who blamed her, she said that she went mad, this lady, she went mad, you know. She said, قَالَتْ فَذَلِكَنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَنِّي فِي. This is the guy, this is the man that you blamed me when I tried to seduce him. SubhanAllah al-Azim. She said, look at him. They cut their hands with knives when they saw the beauty. They said, this is not a man, this is an angel. Look how beautiful he was. My brothers and sisters in Islam, when she reached him, when she approached him, she said, he said, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. He said, no, I seek refuge. Now I cannot run anywhere. The room is very small. I only can run to Allah by asking Allah to protect me. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانَ الرَّجِيمِ. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي. He is my Rabb, my Lord, who أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. He accommodate me in the best way possible. He brought me from all these strange lands. He brought me from my land, from the well. I was almost going to die. And he brought me to this, you know, castle. How could I, you know, betray my Lord? Here can be betrayed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it also can be a reference to his master, the person who brought him, and he brought him up in his home. Fatima bint Uqba radiallahu anha wa ardaha, when she came to embrace Islam, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take the shahada. He told her, you must, you know, bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and that me is the messenger of Allah, and you do your prayers, you do this, you do that. He kept on listing her the five pillars of Islam, and he say, and you must not commit zina. And when she heard the word zina, she put her head down in all haya, and she covered her face. She felt so shy to even hear the word zina in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a result, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admired her haya, admired her level of shyness. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us this beautiful manner. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described, you know, his haya was described like a virgin in her wedding night behind the curtain, you know, very shy to meet her husband. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ashamed of doing something or saying something that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even words, even foul language. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha said, مَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَعَانًا وَلَا فَاحِشًا وَلَا بَذِيءٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a cursor, was not a use of foul language. He never used those foul language. Why? Because he used to feel shy, not from people, but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she said, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both of them were buried, she used to go there freely and sit without hijab because it was her father and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her husband. But after Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda was buried next to them, she used to go with her hijab on. Why? Because Umar was not a mahram to her. But he's dead. But that's how the level of haya was among the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, there are seven points here that can help you, inshallah, elevate your level of haya, inshallah, and enhance that level of haya in your heart and your mind. Number one, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and I will just list them down without details, inshallah. Number one, lower your gaze. When you look at something that disturbed you sexually or disturb you in any way or form, just lower your gaze and maintain it, you know, guarded. Otherwise, your stares can lead you to something haram. And if you did not listen to Ghaddul Basar, the episode of lowering the gaze, please go back to the previous episodes, inshallah. Number two, close the doors of temptations. Don't ever open any doors for temptations that might lead you to that which is haram. Chatting with the opposite gender unnecessarily. I know of married people who will be chatting with the opposite gender without any necessity. Avoid all of that because that can lead to a lot of, you know, drama in your life that you don't want to bring into, you know, not only your life, but the life of your children, the life of your wife, the life of your, you know, relatives. You don't want to bring this drama into your life. Number three, dress modestly, whether you are a man or a woman. If you are a bodybuilder, brother, please, yani, try to wear something loose so it does not shape you in a manner that can attract the opposite gender towards you. And as well, of course, our dear sisters, you must observe your hijab properly, including, you know, the ears, the neck, including not exaggerating in applying makeup and the like. So dress up modestly. Number four, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you are single, get married quickly or die fasting. So exercise fasting, inshallah, if you are not yet married, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you to curb your desires and maintain your modesty. Otherwise, please find a spouse, inshallah ta'ala. Number five, know the reward of those who resist evil, those who fight their temptations, those who fight haram. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seven people will be, or seven categories of people will be sheltered under under Allah's shade on the day where there will be no shade except His shade. One of these categories is a person who was invited by a lady who was so beautiful, and he said, "Inni akhafu Allah rabbal alamin." I fear Allah, the Lord of the world. And this can go the other way around as well. If a man was inviting a lady for haram and she said, "No, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So it goes both ways. You will be sheltered under the shade where there will be no shade except Allah's shade. Number six, repent quickly. Whenever you do something wrong, repent quickly. Go back to the episode of Tawbah for more details. And seven, dua, dua, dua. And again, there is an episode that we have dedicated for dua. Get back to it. And also get motivated by stories of those who resisted temptations and resisted evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a heart full of haya, a mind full of haya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make haya is one of the manners that we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, and He will be pleased with us for demonstrating it throughout our lives. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Before you go, one request, please share the video with everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your good actions. And don't forget, I have this Aware Academy channel. Go and subscribe if you didn't already. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.